KUOW recently began its seventh decade on the air in Seattle. All this week, we've been looking back at the history of radio in the Puget Sound region. Today, Felix Bunnell explores how local public radio has evolved over that last 30 years as a result of changes in commercial radio and the rise of national programming.
In the early 1980s, Seattle was growing and changing. Boeing was still the region's major employer, but Microsoft and the tech boom were on the horizon. KUOW had been on the air for 30 years, and the radio station was evolving too.
I'm Mary Molodovsky. Welcome to Sounds from Backstage, KUOW's continuing Seattle theater series.
Today, KUOW won the Best Arts Documentary Award from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for this program from 1981. Paid staff had replaced student broadcasters, and the sound of KUOW was changing. Around the dial, there were more listener-supported stations on the air. Student DJs next door in the UW Communications Building were playing punk and new wave on KCMU. At Pacific Lutheran University, KPLU had dropped classical music in favor of jazz. On a late spring day in 1980, early morning KUOW listeners heard something new.
I'm Bob Edwards, and this is NPR's Morning Edition.
NPR's new show was a morning version of All Things Considered, which had been on KUOW since 1971. The popularity of the two shows together played a big part in KUOW's growth in the 1980s. The station's audience, which had been minuscule in the 1950s and 60s, was expanding. Arbitron ratings show a leap from 36,000 listeners a week in 1978 to 70,000 in 1980. And listener support through pledge drives was growing, too. Then, in 1983, NPR had a major fiscal crisis and almost went bankrupt. KUOW joined with nearly 100 other stations around the country to mount a special pledge drive, and with help from listeners, saved NPR. But it wasn't just public radio that was changing in the 1980s.
And now, Network Radio's number one interviewer, Larry King.
Thank you, Fred Lowry, and good evening, everybody. On this Friday night, Saturday morning across America, this is the Larry King Show.
Popular national talk radio shows and changes in FCC broadcasting rules meant less local news and information on many commercial radio stations. These changes created a niche for local, listener-supported stations willing to focus on news and information, and many, including KUOW, made the leap. When KUOW broadcast its final symphony in 1995, many local classical music fans were angered by the shift. But over time, ratings for the all-news format grew.
From member station KUOW in Seattle, Marcy Silman reports.
As an NPR affiliate, KUOW was there in the 1990s to interpret for the rest of the country as Seattle momentarily became the center of the pop culture universe.
Seattle music fans began flocking to Cobain's home as soon as they heard that a dead body had been found there.
And when public radio really hit its stride as a dominant cultural force in the 1990s, KUOW rode the wave. Shows like Car Talk and Prairie Home Companion became part of the zeitgeist, with profiles by 60 Minutes and People magazine. Personalities like Nina Totenberg, Ira Glass, and Click and Clack became media celebrities.
You're not ruining your car.
You are ruining your car.
No, don't tell him that.
Along with national programs, KUOW offered its own slate of shows like Weekday and The Conversation.
This is Weekday. I'm Steve Scher. Afghanistan is digging out from 20-plus years of war.
President Bush yesterday weighed into the affirmative action debate. He's against it.
In 2000, after a successful capital campaign, KUOW moved from the communications building on campus to new headquarters on University Way. It was an era of sweeping change for the radio industry. The technology began to shift radically with the introduction of online audio, podcasts, and eventually smartphone apps. But it wasn't just the technology. The economics shifted, too. The sale of many Seattle commercial stations to national chains all but wiped out local ownership. But public radio is a little different. Stations like KEXP, KPLU, and KUOW are non-commercial, not-for-profit organizations. So while formats have shifted and the devices that listeners use to tune in have changed over the decades, local ownership of public radio is likely here to stay. But so are the pledge drives.